There's been a real fashion for drinking coffee. I don't know if you notice, McDonald's are using, they do one particular campaign with a series of bemused looking customers, and all they want is to buy a flat white coffee. So there's been a real fashion and upsurge in coffee consumption in the UK generally, and the fast food outlets have really homed in on that. And you get the other outlets, the bakeries and so on, where instead of just going in to buy bakery products, they'll be selling coffee as well. So they're really following a national trend on this. A lot of people say we have too many, but what retail will do better than probably any other part of the economy is follow a customer supply and demand. And if there's a downturn, then the coffee shops will close very quickly. Or the bigger retailers, if they can, will start selling something else instead. On the whole, I would say that it's helping the high streets because there's massive oversupply of units in the high street, which is why you go to some towns or some parts of towns and there's lots of empty units and the place is looking a little dilapidated and abandoned. But coffee shops are filling a lot of those units in the meantime and responding to customer demand. There's a mega trend which is looking at shopping as a leisure activity. So I think we all know people who will regularly go shopping as a form of leisure, and it's very sociable. It's a good way to meet with friends, and one of the most sociable things, of course, is meeting for friends over a coffee. And it's more relaxed for a lot of people than going into a pub or to a bar. They'll find coffee shops more comfortable, less intimidating. And got some female friends who say they're happy to go into a coffee shop by themselves where they don't feel comfortable going into pubs and bars by themselves. So we've got all these factors at play which really help to drive the expansion of coffee shops.